tells a story that two friends were trying to cross a desert, and they were just exhausted. It was like 100 degrees, they were a bit dizzy, they had sand in their feet, they were just very, very tired and exhausted. One of them was very angry. So he said to his friend, of course, always blaming somebody else, "It is your fault that we are in this situation. You made me cross this awful desert." And he hit his friend in the face. So the person that was hit, of course, was very upset, very sad. And he started to write in the sand, "Today is a sad day. My friend wrongly accused me and hit me in my face." This just took 5 minutes. After that, they continued to walk in silence, meditating, I don't know what. And after 20 minutes, they found an oasis. As you might think, this was awesome for them. They ran into the water, drank a lot of ale, refilled their bottles, and they decided to rest for the rest of the day. Of course, the person that hit his friend continued to think in his actions, and of course he knew that that was wrong. So the next day, he decided to apologize and said to his friend, "Well, because I mistreated you yesterday, I now offer you to carry your bag for the rest of the day." His friend was so excited that he grabbed a stone, grabbed his knife, and started to write. "Today is a very, very nice day. My friend offered to carry my bag for the rest of the day." This time, it took 1 hour for him to write this, of course, as you might know the difference between sand and a stone. So the person that hit his friend was very, very surprised and asked his friend, "So why? Why is this different? Why did you write my first action in the sand and now this action of today in the stone?" So his friend replied, "Well, I knew that you did wrong to me in a bad moment of you, and that it would eventually pass, as sand as the air would bring sand and would cover what I wrote. But I do want to remember the good deed you did to me, so I chose to carve it out of stone to always remember it." Today, I would like for us to make an analogy between this story and God's role as our friend, and draw some lessons from this analogy. First of all, let's clearly state that God is our friend if we do whatever he commands us. We can find this in John 15:14. I am sure that each of us here, with our battles, with our trials, are striving to obey God. That's the reason we are here in the first place. And we know, too, that we all have sinned. Sometimes we make pretty big mistakes or have made pretty big mistakes. Sometimes we go against or have gone against the commandments of God. And those things, of course, offend God, our friend. But he chooses to write those bad things in the sand. Why? Because he has given us a way to be right with him again. Please, let's go together to 1 John chapter 1, the first epistle of John. Chapter 1. This is a scripture that we may know by heart, especially when considering baptism. 1 John chapter 1 in verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." When we repent and ask for God's forgiveness, he grants it to us. And as God says in the last part of Jeremiah 31:34 regarding the new covenant, "I will forgive their iniquity and their sin I will remember no more." So God is that kind of friend that writes our offenses in the sand, and when we ask for his forgiveness, he's eager and willing to forgive us. But that's not it. There is more about his friendship. It is not only that he remembers no more. Please go with me to Revelation chapter 2, this is one of the seven messages to the churches. And in verse 17, this specifically to talking about Pergamos, a little bit of the message to Pergamos Church. So Revelations 2:17 says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat." And I want you to pay attention with me to this part. "And I will give him," of course, him who overcomes, "a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it." Of course, we don't know what that name will be. But when we see examples of God giving new names to persons in the Bible, it is that he wants to reflect something big about a person. And for example, he put to Abraham, Abraham, for God promised him to be a father of many nations. Jacob was renamed as Israel, for you have traveled with God and with men and have prevailed. So I really believe that the name that God will grant to each of us will be something very, very special, that will reflect something very nice that God will want for us to remember always. Because, of course, this is a promise for him or her who overcomes, for you and for me in the future. So let's keep always fighting the good fight, dear brethren. And God speaks really good things about his friends. For example, of Job, he said that there was none like him on earth, blameless and upright. He called Abraham his friend. Of Moses, is said to be the most humble man over the earth. About David, he said that he was a man after his own heart. And we can go on and on with descriptions and many good things that God, a perfect being, spoke about his imperfect friends that endured until the end and now are just waiting for that crown, that new and very special name written in a white stone. If a being that is perfect can speak such amazing things about his friends, we can also do that, brethren. By doing this, we will increase our appreciation for our friends. Because of course, if we are always remembering good things about a person, we will really get to appreciate that person. We will also be pleasing God with our attitude, because we would be following his very own example. And we will have more friends, because a man who has friends must himself be friendly, as he said in Proverbs. And what better way to be friendly than by saying and remembering good things about our friends. To wrap this up, please turn with me to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 8. This is a story that we know well too. The Pharisees, not good friends, of course, caught a couple in a wrongful relation. Of course, they just took the lady, took her to Jesus Christ, and they wanted to tempt Jesus. They were ready to throw a stone to her. So breaking into the middle of the thought here in John 8, starting in verse 7. "So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, 'He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first.' Very, very wise answer. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst." This is like a very comic scene, right? Everybody was about to grab a stone, not for a good purpose, to throw the stone in the lady. And Jesus Christ answered them, and they started very discreetly to leave one by one. So just the lady and Jesus Christ remained there. Verse 10, "When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, 'Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?'" Where are they? She said, "No, Lord, no one, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." And that's the kind of friend that we have. The one that doesn't want to condemn us, but he rather wants for us to repent and to be forgiven. And he went even beyond that, offering his own blood for us to be reconciled with God, so he remembers no more our trespasses. In conclusion, if we truly consider ourselves friends of others, let's follow God's example. When it comes to offenses, let's remember no more. Write it down, that down in the sand. And when it comes to good deeds, let's remember more, writing that down in a stone. It's God who can really speak good things about his friends. Let's be as that friend of the story, as God too, remembering no more the mistakes of the past. Those things will eventually pass, will eventually mean nothing. And remembering more the good deeds that a friend kindly did for us.